Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm going to talk today about how help you guys gain some confidence in just yourself and getting on your purpose and getting women. Now, I was talking to my coworker yesterday, and he was saying he doesn't get women. One of the biggest things he said is, well, I feel like I'm not a fly guy, and I don't dress really nice to, like, really attract a woman. I said, brother, that's a small part of just getting a woman. Because I said, there's guys out here who are fat, chubby, and ugly, who got gorgeous women. Now, understand, why do you think they have that? He said, well, maybe because they are probably confident. I was exactly. I said, what about you? Like, do you find it hard to talk to women? He said, yeah, like, when I go to talk to the pretty ones, it's like I get nervous. And I said, well, I want to teach you something. And I got to teach you the dynamic on what women are trying to buy from us and what we're trying to buy from them. Right? And once you understand this dynamic, you're never going to have this issue with women ever again. So here, you listen to me. So the first thing I'm going to tell you, men, is this. Women are trying to find a man that's going to provide them love, companionship, relationship, and seeking marriage and children. So they want to get with somebody that they can call theirs. That's what women are looking for. But understand this. Women don't go out there and bag men. They don't. Women don't bag men. They don't go out there and bag men. The only way a woman can really bag men, and I use example, is this. If a woman's on the corner and she holds up a sign saying free pussy, men will crash their cars like, whoa, free pussy in the corner. Because this is our nature. It's terrible nature, but this is our nature. Now, if a man goes on the corner and sits there and holds a sign up free dick, there's not going to be no woman crashing nothing. They're not even going to care. They might call the police on him. Why is that? The thing is, us men, we're throwing dick out there. We're throwing dick. We're just trying to fuck women. That is our nature. It's 99.9% of our nature is we're trying to have sex with women. Or just trying to have sex. So they know already, when they meet a man, he wants to have sex with her. Period. Now, she knows that. But she's thinking about, like, yo, I want love. So I'm going to try to hold this poom-poom from him long enough for him to see something in me, like, yo, she is dope. I really like her. And then, and/or to earn her respect and trust, for her to end up having sex, for him to have sex with her. Because we will stay around long enough to possibly see the value in her to stay. Now, knowing that dynamic, man, knowing that that's what women are trying to sell us, but we want pussy, you can change the dynamic and understand the dynamic in your mind. Here's the thing. This is what she's giving you. She's trying to give you love, which you're not trying to buy. You're trying to give her dick, which she's not trying to buy. Right? So knowing that dynamic, what do you think is easier for her to find? Both of you guys, which one do you think is easier? For you to find a woman that's willing to give up sex first, or for her to find a man that's willing to give up love first? I used this analogy with my homeboy yesterday. I said, think about those scratch-off tickets, right? You take a scratch-off ticket, the dollar ones. It's easier to get the $2 win prize. You spend $1 and you win $2. You can do that all day, every day. That's men when it comes to sex. There's women out there who are willing to give out sex because they understand the dynamics way more than another woman would. But when it comes to a woman's scratch-off ticket, you know that the top prize is like $500 for a $1 scratch-off ticket? It's $500. That's their scratch-off. They can buy tickets all day. That's us. They're buying us all day. We're throwing dick, dick, dick at them. And it's going to be that one guy that's going to be that $500 win that she barely ever gets to. So she's just literally wasting her time. And they hate wasting their time. So know that your value to her is like low because, like, well, he's just dick. But then also think that your value is actually high to her because she's looking for love and companionship. So knowing that dynamic, ladies, if you're listening, y'all wrote the book on this. Y'all taught us how to love you and how to be with you, right? So if you taught us that, we follow your play game. Hey, listen, I like you, blah, blah, blah. And we literally either sit there and wait and try to play the game like how you want it to be played, right? Now, men, to pretty much to add to help us get our confidence, knowing that women really want this from us, why should you ever be fearful of her rejecting you? You should not be fearful of her rejecting you at all, because this is what we do. We go after women and we take rejection. They hate rejection. So when you go up to a woman, no matter where you are, hey, introduce her, hey, my name is Joe Smo, blah, 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 and she just rejects you. Just rejects you. Whatever the case may be, she don't want to talk to you. It's okay. You want to know why? Because there's another woman out there that wants to talk to you. You want to know why? Because they're looking for love. They're looking for affection. If a woman hasn't chosen you, bro, she hasn't chosen you. It's fine. Understand, yes, the dynamic is there's always going to be guys shooting dick at her. Like, there's always going to be a guy trying to fuck her. Yes, they can pick out of that pool. But for her to got that $500 winning prize, it's going to be a very long day. It's never going to come. It's going to take a long time. Sooner or later, they're going to know that, damn, I'm going to have to choose these lesser ones. I'm going to have to take these $10 prizes, these $20 prizes, and in hope that they can turn those guys, flip those guys into a $500 prize. Because they're going to sit there and understand that, yo, listen, there's not much fish in the sea for them to pick out of. There's not. And there's always a woman out there that's willing to give out a lot more just to keep a guy around, knowing the dynamic that men want pussy. Now, I know I started off with how helping you guys gain confidence. What I'm trying to get y'all guys to picture is the idea of y'all have to change your mindset. The mindset is, listen, you don't owe women nothing. And you don't have to sit there and impress women at all. You don't need to impress women. Be yourself. If you an ain't shit really boring guy, fine. But there's probably a woman out there who probably ain't shit too who will love you. And that's fine. But also, to flip it, find something that you like to do. Find a purpose. Listen, your work is always your purpose. When a woman wants to take away from your work, your time you put in, hard effort time to put in money and gain and have money to do shit with, understand that woman's very clingy. And don't allow that. Don't allow that. Because her taking away your time from you putting in at work means that she knows that she got you. She knows that, damn, yeah, he'll be on my heels. He'll always do what I say. Now, understand this, dynamic brothers, and I know if there's ladies listening, you may fight me about this too. When you know you're in control of a guy, and he'll do whatever it takes to make you happy, you know you got him. But guess what? Now it's boring. It's boring. Knowing that you have a guy that's on your hand and feet, isn't it kind of boring? Now, some of y'all ladies might sit there and say, well, you know, that works though, because that's what I was looking for. But you're speaking for the exceptions. The majority of women, they get bored with that. Because now they're like, now this guy's not really putting in extra time at work. He's always around me. He's on me. Why is this? Why? This is annoying. You can only speak for yourselves. Like, you can't speak for all majority of women. Majority of women don't like that clinginess from a guy. Y'all do not. Even though y'all are looking for relationships, marriage, kids, and all of that, y'all want it to go y'all way. So if a guy's all in your face about it, now you're going to be like, yo, you're going to be withdrawal. Get off me. Get off me. Get off me. Now, men, that is a dynamic that women dislike. You being clingy, always hitting her up, always in her face and everything like that, especially in the dating world, is corny, bros. Be about your purpose. If you like to work out, work on your car, go to work, hang out with your friends, go on vacations, whatever you enjoy doing that makes you happy, it does not always have to involve a woman. Do that and do that to yourself and find your own hobbies. Because the thing is, a woman that does not have a hobby makes you her hobby. You're her hobby. You're the thing that she's working on and playing with. Understand, your hobbies change. Understand, when you're doing something, there's always something you want to work on. So if she gets you in the place of, hey, listen, I got you. I'm in control of you. I'm the one that is holding down this everything. She's going to want to change that dynamic because it's too stable. It has too much homeostasis. It has no surprises. So she's going to change around. This is why most men get into these random fights and arguments with their women, and they just don't understand why. You want to know why, guys? Because you guys got regular, consistent. She knows you now. Now you're boring. You got to keep a woman on their toes. And the best way to keep a woman on your toes is to be honest and be your fucking self. Stop trying to filter your mouth. Stop trying to always please them. Be happy within yourself. I'm not telling you guys to be disrespectful to women. No. But be about, have your own philosophy about things. And make sure that you can back it up with some logic. Understand that some of these women that you see on how chasing don't even know what they want. Because there's plenty of women right now that can get the guy what they would want physically. But that guy isn't going to treat them good. That guy necessarily may not treat them good. And all women know that. They'll sit there and have this dream picture of a guy, how he's supposed to look. Then they get with him. And he treats them like shit. Now their idea of what a guy's supposed to look like is misconstrued. So now they try to go and dip off and try to meet other different men. And it's not treating them good either. And they can't sit there and figure out why is it not working. Because they don't know necessarily what they're looking for. Remember, men, we're the one who are introducing ourselves to them. We're being chivalrous. We're the ones being sincere. We're the ones being charming. That's why when I tell women right now, they should shoot their fucking shot. If you really are interested in a guy, shoot your fucking shot. Maybe that guy may be into you because he's a bit nervous. Understand that women take a guy who comes at to them and tries to talk to them as confidence. And that shit is great and cool and all. Being confident is nice, man, and that helps us. But they don't. Women also understand that the guys that are most confident, that go after them, are most of the time the jerks, the guys who have options, who are banging the most bitches, and would only treat them as an option. But women, if you're listening, a man that treats you as an option, you hate that shit. And most of the time, you don't want to talk to him. But guess what? If he came up to you and talked to you, he showed that confidence. So you like him because of that. But then not because you know he has options, it makes you mad and you want to change that. Understand there's no other men that you're talking to. Because you're not going to pay the guy who's a good guy any attention. The guy who's being more recessive and not so and more clingy onto you. You're not going to pay that guy no attention. Because he's corny. He's not the one that you can necessarily change around or keeps you on your toes. He's too consistent. He's too regular. He's too boring. So guys, you guys need to be back on the idea of being about your purpose. Understanding that women want something from you that you know that they have. Women know that they want love from you, and you don't have to give it to all of them. You can because they know that you want to buy sex. So think about it, men. Let me use an example, right? It's an example that I got from a comedian. Love this example. Women, let's say a woman has a Porsche. Porsche, Lamborghini. Let's say Lamborghini, right? And you own a 1968 Mustang. I'm talking about the one from Gone in 60 Seconds, right? She knows that you're into her Lamborghini. She knows you want that drive, that shit. She knows it, right? That Lamborghini represents her pussy. You don't necessarily know that she's really into 1968 Mustang GT500 550s, the one from Gone in 60 Seconds. She doesn't know that. I mean, you don't know that. Because you're kind of thinking, damn, yo, would she want to fuck me? But necessarily, she wants to fuck you. Women want to have sex with men, too. But they're not going to be like us and come to like, hey, what's up? You want to fuck, pull your dick out. They're not going to do that. So you don't necessarily know that. Now, guys, now change your mindset. You know she is into fucking, and she's into you. You know this now. But have that mind state that, yo, she would equally want to have sex with me. But am I the guy she would want to have sex with? So don't go up to her like, hey, listen, oh, yeah, you want to fuck me? No. Go up to her and hold conversation. Know that she's looking for some kind of consistency, relationship, or direction of that. Once you know that majority of women want that, then that's what you sell them. You sell them what they want. And in return, majority sit there and say, hey, listen, I'm going to now have sex with him because he seems like a good guy, right? He seems like a good guy. He has the facade, the stuff on paper that I like, so I'm going to give him sex. So that's one of the ways that you alleviate it, brothers. Think about it like, keep thinking about it like, yo, listen, she wants me more than I want her. Remember that. Women want you more than you want her. Because you can fuck any pussy. You can fuck, you give out dick all day. And you're not going to stick to anybody. But for her to give out pussy all day, she's going to stick onto one guy. So always know that the ball is in always in your court. It's not necessarily in hers. Yes, if you go up to a woman and she's like, yo, I'm not into you. Understand she didn't choose you, brothers. And that's fine. She does not have to choose you. Keep it moving, brothers. Keep it moving. Stop getting stuck on one woman. That's just what it is. And ladies that are listening, if you are listening, I know that y'all may not like it, but what I'm saying is truthful about y'all. Y'all really want to find a guy that's going to give you love first. And then you're going to give him pussy later. So you want to see how he looks on paper first, or in the facade first, so you can give him pussy later. But understand, ladies, that if we start to like you first, majority of the time, if the sex doesn't add up to it, we may not still stay. So it's still a lottery ticket for y'all. No matter what, y'all still doing the scratch off. Period. And that's why I hate the dynamic of it. Because you can sit there and put your time and energy into something, then finally start having sex with him, and he still may not be the guy that you want to be in a relationship with you, get married to you, and have kids with you. Alright? So thank you everybody for listening to the podcast. Send me your questions. Just let me know what you guys think. Thank you.